Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of zulm, oppression, and the command to recompense the oppression where oppression was perpetrated. So today's hadith, we do some part of the farewell nasihat, the farewell sermon that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the farewell khutbah that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given on the occasion of the farewell hajj. So we can understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in front of a huge crowd of his ummah, that approximately 120,000 all gathered on that occasion, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now giving them advices, almost like farewell advices for the person that had given his life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the desire for hidayat of every person right up till the day of Qiyamah. Even his enemy also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wished the person that Nabi alayhi salam didn't have any enemies, but those people that were his enemies, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he wished for them also hidayat. So now we can understand that at that occasion now, when he's addressing them, those matters that are of great concern and are very, very important, those are the matters that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam are putting forward on that occasion. It's like a person that is going far away, a person's son is going overseas, maybe he's going to study, or maybe he's going to relocate. So as he's leaving now, the father is giving him parting advices. So these were the advices that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving the ummah on that Mubarak occasion. And you must know that it was the day of Hajj also with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you can imagine how sanctified that Mubarak occasion was. One is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with them. It was the day of Hajj. Sahaba were all gathered. They were all around him. So you can appreciate the Mubarak sanctification of that day, how blessed that particular day was. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that we were talking about the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what we know as Hajjatul Wada. Whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting amongst us, we did not know what the farewell pilgrimage was. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then praised and glorified Allah. He then spoke about Al-Masih Ad-Dajjal in detail. He said every prophet whom Allah Ta'ala sent warned his people about Dajjal. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the prophets after him warned about him. If he were to come amongst you, then what is concealed from you now is of his affairs will not be concealed from you then. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the farewell hajj, this is what he was saying. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu saying, at that time we didn't know what it was. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood us and he gave this khutbah whilst he was amongst us, and he was telling us these things, and one of the things he raised was this aspect about the Dajjal. Such a serious thing. And as the time of the Dajjal is coming closer, you'll see more and more fitnas rising and rising and rising. And one now can appreciate why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was warning his ummah, and why every prophet who Allah ta'ala sent warned his people about the Dajjal. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and the prophets after him warned about him. If he were to come amongst you, then what is concealed from you now of his affairs will not be concealed from you then. It is not a secret that your sustainer is not one-eyed, but the Dajjal is one-eyed, having only a right eye. His eye, so he only had a right eye. His eye is like a swollen grape. Know that Allah Ta'ala has made your lives and wealth sacred like the sanctity of this day. Now this is part of the hadith, ties up with the section that we are doing. This is the style of the muhaddithin, that they got a long hadith there, but if one part of the hadith ties up with the chapter, they would sometimes bring that hadith under the chapter that they were doing. So on this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that Mubarak occasion, when he is with his beloved Sahaba, the cream of the crop of the ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them that know that Allah Ta'ala has made your lives and wealth sacred like the sanctity of this day. That this day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being amongst them on the day of Hajj, such a Mubarak day, know that your lives and your wealth are sacred. What this means? That nobody can, if that thing is so sacred, nobody can take away that sacredness of someone else's wealth. Nobody can just take someone else's wealth or cause any type of harm to someone else, himself, that person, his life and his wealth. It is sanctified, it is sacred like that Mubarak day. In other words, it needs to be respected. Someone else's wealth is his wealth. It needs to be respected. There's no such thing as we can just stone it, we can just burn it, we can just loot it. No, it is Mubarak, it is sanctified. Like the day, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, like that day of Hajj when he was with his Sahaba. So anyway, the hadith goes on. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that, know that your lives and wealth are sacred like the sanctity of this day, in this sacred city, in this sacred month. But we know which city they were. They were in the precincts of Makkah Sharif at that time, and in this sacred month, the month of Zulhijjah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have I conveyed the injunctions to you? The Sahaba replied, yes. He said the following three times, hal ballaght, hal ballaght, hal ballaght. Have I conveyed this message? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so concerned that amanat that Allah ta'ala had given him to convey the message, Nabi alayhi wa sallam was concerned that he must convey that amanat that Allah ta'ala had given him. So therefore he's asking Sahaba, did I convey this message to you? Sahaba replied, yes. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this three times. Then he said that, oh Allah, you are a witness to this. Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. Oh Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this, that you are a witness to this, what the Sahaba are saying, that I have conveyed the message to them. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, destruction to you, do not become disbelievers after me by striking the necks of one another. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a severe warning here, that after I pass away, that do not become disbelievers. Striking the necks means fighting amongst yourselves, fighting amongst the ummah. That don't become disbelievers, don't lose your iman now that you reach such a stage that you start fighting with one another, killing one another, fighting amongst yourself, something that is becoming more and more rife in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that why this will happen, that killing will become so rife. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave a very short explanation. Hubbul dunya wa karahiyatul maut. That the time will come when the love for dunya will be so great, and the dislike for death will be so great also. We see it all the time. People get so frightened for death, so frightened that the person doesn't want to even visit his own mother, doesn't want to visit his own father. Sometimes the person doesn't even want to come to the Qabristan for the burial of his own family members. So fearful of death. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi is saying, on the other hand, there'd be a great love for the dunya, such a great love. So this will be the thing that will cause you to cause bloodshed. This is the thing that will cause fighting. And this will be the means, the destruction of this ummah. Allah ta'ala save us from this. Actually, a mu'min should have more love for death and less love for the dunya. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.